Governor, California has the nation's highest housing costs, highest gasoline prices, and highest utilities. Wage growth has been spectacular in the Silicon Valley, but not so much for areas along the coast and in some inland areas. In a very real sense, the California dream is more like a mirage for people grinding it out day after day. How do you make the case that you, as governor, can deliver the California dream to all Californians?
Well, let's talk about what we also are number one in, Stephanie. And guys, forgive me, I know I'm a little pointed today, but I've been taking a lot from a few folks for a lot of months. So it's nice to be able to express myself too. But I do it with deep pride in this state as a Californian, not as a, I'm a future ex-governor. It could happen in a few weeks, could happen in a few years. But I love this damn state. We're number one in job creation, 10th pole of the American economy. 559,000 jobs. Eat your heart out, Texas, Florida. We're number one in the Bloomberg Index of innovation and entrepreneurialism. We dominated yet again in venture capital. And that's not just for fancy folks in Silicon Valley. That's pushing out the boundary to discovery and opportunity, innovation that advantages each and every one of us. 53% of the nation's venture capital. Over 100 damn IPOs year to date in this state. 80+ billion dollar budget surplus. 80 plus billion, not that 76 billion. We had another $3.9 billion in new cash. We had better health outcomes in Florida and Texas and better economic outcomes. Our economy contracted at a more modest rate than Florida and Texas.